Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody. It's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Alliance and BIC Magazine. I'm joined by Ken Stevens, Director of Mechanical Reliability for Envista. We're talking about asset performance management and how Envista is transforming how its manufacturing technicians interface with processes and assets. Ken, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you. Appreciate you guys inviting me to participate in this communication.
So, Ken, man, you're joining us today from Lafayette, Louisiana. Just real quickly, tell everybody who's listening about your responsibilities at Envista.
So I have the role of Director of Mechanical Reliability. I have a small team of subject matter experts. We have 13 sites globally. And then I also have the role in the transformation. We call it Envista Global Transformation, of leading our asset performance management transformation across our sites as well.
Wow. Thanks, Ken. So let's get right into it. So there's several components to asset performance management, or APM, and one is the Internet of Things. So tell us about how Envista is combining sort of process and asset health data to transform the knowledge you're gaining into action.
Yeah, so when you talk about the IIoT, you know, the Internet of Things, the technology is becoming very affordable, right? Cost of sensors, combining sensors and looking at sensors more than we have in the past. Historically, we had process sensors, and process sensors were made particularly just to run the process. But now we're looking at process and assets together. We're combining them and looking at the health of both the process and the assets, and adding more sensors to give us that asset health as well, so that we can see both visually and both from a trend and historical standpoint.
And Ken, so currently, you know, most available and used maintenance resources are dedicated more to failures, right? But I mean, let's get into prevention. Like, how do we sort of shift, you know, to a model of prevention versus addressing failures?
So that takes several things, right? You got to have a work process that focuses on the proactive, because you can always improve the reactive, right? And that's what how traditional work processes have done. You know, when you look at backlog, you know, hours, P1s, P2s, you know, all that's focused on corrective care. But to transform, to get into proactive care, you not only got to change the work process, you got to change the skill sets or the resources, and you got to make the information of the asset health and the process health visible, so that when there is a change in performance, you can act upon it soon versus waiting until you do get failure. You know, in a traditional sense, the operator would walk around, equipment fail, write a work order. But the way we look at APM is we want to sense or see that asset change of performance, and then identify what are the actions I can do early to prevent failure from occurring, whether it's proactive, prescriptive, predictive, or even on condition-based maintenance.
And so, Ken, can you dig into maybe an example or a case study, you know, of where Envista has maybe used some proactive or preventative care, and maybe how digitalization has played a role in that? I'm kind of interested maybe like in years past versus today or many years ago.
So historically, you know, our maintenance plans were built based on time, mm-hmm. right? Whether it was a turnaround, which is a time base, or whether or not, you know, an asset, you know, could have been a pump, or maybe it was a heat exchanger, was based on time. You know, the inspection interval was a calendar clock, right? Mm-hmm. Well, today, our fixed equipment program has converted to what we call a risk-based approach, right? Where we look at the inspection, we look at the inspection confidence, and then we interpolate that to a health of that asset, and then we set that interval based on how well we know the condition of the asset and how well we know how fast it's going to degrade over time, right? Or in the performance of the chemistry of the process. Well, the same thing for a pump. We used to have a lot of time-based inspections, but now we're going to condition-based. In addition to that, we're running what we call algorithms or analytics on that historical vibration background, you know, mm-hmm. and we're actually able to pick up small changes in vibration and get a very early sign of performance change, and then allow us to act sooner to say, hey, well, am I running that pump maybe off of this performance curve and I'm actually damaging it based on the way I operate it? Or is there something truly happening that maybe I can change? Maybe there's a soft foot condition that's occurring and I can go correct that before the pump actually does fail. So those are the things we're doing differently, getting away from time-based, condition, prescriptive, predictive, and more of a proactive approach to our asset care.
So Ken, at your sites, I assume there's probably some nested maintenance contractors performing some of the maintenance and reliability work. Do they sort of lead this technology or how are they adapting to what this is requiring of them? And how are they playing in the sandbox with you?
Well, so they're part of the team, right? So when you look at our fixed equipment inspection program, we've got both Envista inspectors and contract inspectors, field technicians gathering corrosion monitoring data. So they're all part of the team. So they're getting trained and they're getting involved in this technology, whether it's a wearable or whether it's a tablet or whether it's they're using a smartphone device. So we're getting away from paper, getting to more digitizing, having that what we call that one-time entry of data versus repeating it or copying it, and then you get lost in some sort of translation along the way. So Part of our approach is our contractors are part of our team. Right. So we want them to have the same skill sets and be part of our approach to APM.
And then, Ken, my last question is, do you see other owners trending in this direction as well? How well is the industry sort of overall, just you and your experience and communicating with your peers, how well is the industry overall sort of transitioning to this approach?
So this is the industry trend today, the IIoT, leveraging analytics, moving away from a time-based asset care platform to a more condition predictive-based asset care platform. Everyone is moving in this realm. Not everybody's at a different place, right? Everyone is taking a different approach to it, depending on their business, their economics, and what they can afford. But Envista, which is part of Koch Industries, we've taken this as a whole team. We want to transform the way we've done our work in the past to a completely different set, to what we call leveraging the capability, not only in our resources, but the technology together, right? The technology will give about 30% of the value, but believe with the people, we can get that additional 70% to get that 100% of the value by engaging the people, training them, letting them leverage the technology, and also, transforming the way work is done, eliminating what we call wasteful or unnecessary activities and moving to a more higher valued activities, in our plants.
Hey, Ken, our conversation has been real insightful and we're appreciative of your time today. I look forward to maybe getting back in touch with you and covering a similar topic in the future.
Sounds good. Hope I can help. So appreciate the time.
Thank Absolutely. You. So we appreciate everybody watching today. And for more videos, visit BIC Magazine.com.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BIC Magazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.